I want to invite the children to come forward and anybody who's feeling young at heart this morning. You going to come up, Jane? Jane and Hank? Liliana, Aiden, come on up, I don't bite. We haven't had four all ages in a while, and it was a request from Debbie Lane who bought this service that we have our children up here and share some things. Children and youth, y'all are getting so big that it's past. I bet you don't often feel like children. I think I'm gonna want you all to see me. So can you guys kind of turn around this way? Because then I'm gonna have you stay here when we release the covenant for AJ. Yeah, that would be easier for me. Blaze, are you willing to turn? Is that Blaze under there? If you are, I'd appreciate it so that I'm not looking at the back of your head. But if you're not, you can do what you please. Okay, thank you, Blaze. So summer is finally here. It's even getting warm enough to feel like summer. How many of you have said so far this summer, I'm bored? Anybody said it yet? Anybody, any parents or grandparents heard that yet? I'm bored, right? It's really sometimes easy to feel bored or to think we're bored, but boredom can actually be a jumping off spot for some really exciting things. If you let yourself just be bored, it can actually shift you into a place of action to be less bored or unbored. I want to tell you about a story about someone who was never bored, or at least not for very long. His name was Henry David Thoreau. Anybody heard of him? Liliana, maybe Blaze. Anybody out here ever heard of Henry David Thoreau? He grew up in Massachusetts in the 1800s, so that was a long, long time ago. He had, with his two parents, two older siblings, Helen and John, and a younger sister named Sophia. So there were a lot of kids, but they sometimes got bored. These were the days before anybody even had electricity. So like no Wi-Fi even. So when you're bored, and you know, I do this too, I get bored, I start doing this. This is like no Wi-Fi, nothing. But people were more connected to the cycles of the earth back then. And Henry David Thoreau loved to go outside. So when he was bored, the first thing he did was just go outside. And he looked at things really, really closely. And he started to imagine what was going on in that little leaf that made it so bright green, or why that bug walked that particular way. And in his room, he even had his bed situated so he could look out the window at night at the starry sky and imagine what might be going on in the heavens with all those stars. He loved being close to the earth. Now, as he grew older, he went to school, he went to college, he went to Harvard University, and he met some interesting people who continued to spark his curiosity. One of them was a man named Ralph Waldo Emerson. Anybody heard of Ralph Waldo Emerson? So Ralph Waldo Emerson was a transcendentalist and also a Unitarian minister. And Ralph kind of looked at Thoreau and said, you have some really interesting interests and curiosities and gifts, and you love nature so much, you should go out in nature and keep a journal. He said, I have a piece of property by a pond called Walden Pond, and I think it would be really great for you to just go and live there. And that's what he did. He built a little hut, probably not much bigger than what we have here, maybe a little bit bigger, and he built it really simply, and every day he just went out and looked at the earth and the creatures and the skies and wrote and wrote and wrote everything he observed. And he saw things not only with his eyes and with his senses, but he saw how things were interconnected, and he saw the spirit that lived in things. And he ended up writing a book called Walden. And he lived in that little house for 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days before he got tired of living there and went back to be with his friends. It's all twos. Yeah, 2 years, 2 days. Now we here have a basket for you. We can't take you outside in this moment. We have some baskets here with some things. They might be things that Henry David Thoreau might have seen on some of his walks. And so I'm going to ask you to pick one of those things and take a good, close look at it. Pick one thing. These might be things that you would see in your yard. They were things that Christiana and I collected from our yards. And what I want you to do before the end of today is tell your parents or your grandparents three beautiful things about what you picked. Look at it really closely. And then challenge them to look at your item really closely and also find three different beautiful things about this very ordinary item in nature. And if you get bored over the summer, I'm going to suggest that you go right outside, just like Henry David Thoreau, and find something that you can explore.